This is a podcast from ACLU.org. For more podcasts, go to www.aclu.org/podcasts.
Hi, my name is Vanita Gupta. I'm a staff attorney with the Racial Justice Project at the ACLU. The stated purpose of the Hutto facility is to do two things. One is to end the catch and release program that the Department of Homeland Security had been engaging in, which was that when people were crossing the border, they would be given those notices to appear in court and then released. And the government is alleging that was not being complied with by most of the folks who were crossing the border. And so they wanted to end that and ensure compliance by detaining them at facilities like Hutto. The second stated objective was to keep families together. We agree that keeping families together is of paramount importance. However, there are a lot of intermediate steps that the federal government could have taken to ensure that its immigration laws would be complied with that would be far short of detention, particularly in the inhumane conditions in which they are being detained at Hutto. There are several alternatives to detention that are actually available. Some of them include electronic monitoring or ankle bracelets on the actual physical bodies of the people who are crossing, but they would be allowed to actually reside outside in the community, in refugee centers, in community centers that are maintained by NGOs. There are homes like this that exist in the country that could serve as models and that we know are having great success at achieving compliance with immigration laws and with maintaining people's appearances in court for their immigration proceedings. And that's the real problem with Hutto, is that it is a very extreme response on the part of ICE in this country. Detention is not necessary to achieve its objectives. And while keeping families together is, of course, incredibly important, ICE can do that in a much more humane and cost-effective manner. ICE is literally spending $2.8 million a month to keep the facility of Hutto. It is neither cost-effective nor humane for ICE to be maintaining Hutto. The current policies at Hutto are not constitutional. There are provisions that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office has to comply with pursuant to a settlement that came out of California several years ago. It's the Flores settlement. And ICE has to comply with Flores standards when it's detaining children in particular. And virtually every provision of the Flores settlement is being violated in the way that ICE is maintaining Hutto. The Flores settlement touches upon everything from education to food to mental health to medical care to the need for individualized assessment of children's needs to recreation, and literally every single provision is being violated. Children are getting less than 1 hour of recreation a day, and many children are seldom being allowed into the outdoors. In fact, we've spoken to children who hadn't been outside in 4 or 5 weeks, and many of these children are very young. They are thriving children who are not being exposed to the outside, and 1 hour of recreation is not sufficient. The children and their families are all have lost significant amounts of weight. There was, in fact, a hunger strike a few weeks ago because the food has been so terrible at this facility. The education up until January 1st had been limited to 1 hour a day for all children in Hutto. This is completely unacceptable, and because of a lot of outrage on the ground, ICE actually increased the hours to 4 hours, but this is still in noncompliance with Texas education standards. These are the kinds of conditions in which children are being subjected to, and it's completely unnecessary. I think that is really the real reason why the ACLU is incredibly concerned about what's going on. Hutto is a prison, and while ICE can call it our family residential center, there is nothing that when you first look upon Hutto, but certainly when you enter and start speaking to people, that can disguise the fact that it is a prison. We are seeking to file this lawsuit to shut Hutto down. When we file this lawsuit, we are very clear that ICE's response cannot be to separate the families. The response has to be that Hutto is indeed structurally a prison and is an unnecessary means to achieve ICE's aims. ICE can achieve its two objectives of maintaining compliance with this country's immigration laws while keeping families together through much more intermediate steps such as intensive supervision of these families, electronic monitoring of these families while they live and stay in humane community centers, refugee centers. There is simply no justification for keeping Hutto open And there is no amount of cleaning up of the conditions inside that can detract from the fact that it is a prison. The ACLU is representing children who are being detained in Hutto. Our allegations are that the Flores settlement to which ICE is subjected to is being violated. Let me emphasize again that none of these children have committed any crimes. In fact, none of them are in there for anything but the civil immigration violations of their parents. However, while we're representing the children, we firmly believe that no family, no adult or child belongs in Hutto, particularly given that ICE has other means of maintaining its objectives. And therefore, while we're representing the children, we are seeking the release of everyone that is currently detained in the facility. The children that we are representing are children of largely asylum seekers. These are individuals who are seeking asylum because of persecution that they were facing in their home countries. One of the families that we are representing is an Iraqi family that was fleeing the persecution on the basis of their religion. They are Catholic. They were being persecuted for being a part of the majority religion in the United States. They went to the border and actually said, "We are coming from Iraq. We were fleeing persecution because we are Catholic and we are seeking asylum," upon which they were arrested. Another family is from Somalia. There's a terrible war raging in Somalia, and they had been in Kenya for a short period, but Kenya is no longer accepting Somali refugees. And in effect, they are now stateless and sitting in detention at Hutto without any awareness of exactly where they could even be sent to now that Kenya has kind of sealed its borders and is ejecting Somali refugees. And so these are people who have very complicated and sad stories of persecution. We are representing children who are coming from these kinds of families.
You've been listening to a podcast from ACLU.org. To learn more about this case, go to www.aclu.org/Hutto, H-U-T-T-O.